As we have seen, archaeological and historical findings show that Noah's flood was a localized one, just as indicated in the Quran. The view held by commentators on the Old Testament that the flood engulfed the whole world lacks any scientific basis. Moreover, such a global flood does not seem possible. One reason for this is the account of the animals taken on board the ark. According to the proponents of the idea of a global flood, Noah loaded all the living species on Earth into the ark, and these were thus preserved from extinction. But how could Noah have accommodated, fed, and kept separate all the animal species he took on board? Moreover, how were animals from different continents brought together? These questions cannot, of course, be answered. In fact, the flood took place in one particular region only. Therefore, the animals taken on board were probably only those living in the region inhabited by Noah's people. We may also assume that the animals on the ark were domesticated, that could be easily taught and protected, and posed no danger to human beings.